The National Coordination Committee for the Support of Syria organized a conference in Tunis to inform the public about the cases of hundreds of people who are recruited each week by foreign militias to join the war on Syria.
I hope that the Syrian authorities will listen to us. My son is a poor high school student who never had money to travel, but he was arrested on the Turkish border. He was under the influence of foreign media and local terrorists who brainwashed him by showing propaganda videos about Syria.
Mohammed Al-Jamni speaks about human trafficking by telling the story of his sister, who was sold along with her two-year-old baby.
My sister traveled with her daughter to Turkey, where her husband was offered a job opportunity. They were sold by armed militias in Turkey. My sister was forced to cross the borders into Syria. She called us and asked for help.
Families of recruits gathered in Tunis to protest the conspiracy against Syria, led by Israel and its allies. They called for the return of the Syrian ambassador to Tunisia and the release of the prisoners who were not involved in terrorist attacks and the killing of innocent civilians.
Turkey, Qatar and Saudi Arabia are responsible for the sorrow of Tunisian mothers. The rulers of these countries should be tried for conspiring with Israel against a Muslim country. There is no jihad in Syria because it's a land of Islam.
Our government should resume diplomatic ties with Syria. Our sons were sold to terrorists in Turkey while the crisis is an internal problem between Syrians. I ask our brothers in the Syrian government to extradite Tunisians who never participated in the war.
4 months, the public opinion has been criticizing the Tunisian authorities' unilateral decision to cut diplomatic ties with the Syrian government. Observers believe the bloodshed made by terrorist groups is due to foreign interference in the Syrian internal affairs.
Families of Tunisians who have joined the armed insurgency in Syria denounce the recruitment of their loved ones by terrorist groups. Civil society activists are also condemning the role of the Tunisian government in the current crisis in Syria. Adnan Shawishi, Press TV, Tunis.